To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Free for All Friday on the show. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. You know, there's some crazy truck drivers out there. Now, look, there are a lot of really good truck drivers. We've got a lot of truck drivers listening to this show, and I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate what you do. I order a lot of stuff online. You deliver stuff. You really are the lifeblood of America. Sometimes I fantasize about wanting to drive a truck. I want a truck with basically an apartment in the back. I want one of those trucks that has like a nice, bougie apartment in the back where I can just, you know, sleep in the truck. But it'd be cool to be out on the road because I enjoy driving and I like to be out on the road. And so I think it'd be fun to be a truck driver. So there are a lot of great truck drivers out there. However, there is a new study that shows that in the United States, nearly 44% of the 16,000 truck driving schools in America may be forced to close because they're not complying with government rules. So they're graduating a bunch of truck drivers, 44%, that really may not be qualified to drive trucks. Man, I'm sure there are those lawyers that tell you, you know, if you get hit by a big truck, call us. I'm sure they're going to love this information. And I'm sure they're going to use this. But look, there are a lot of great truck drivers out there, but there are a lot of them that I see all the time that obviously don't give a damn about the rules of the road. We see it all the time. So, you know, just everybody be careful out there. But look, you know, sometimes truck drivers have to use evasive measures because of something stupid a motorist has done. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind as well. Let's see. So the assistant director of the FBI, Dan Bongino, says that he has lied for money and would likely do it again. He was on Hannity on the Fox News channel, and Hannity reminded him of the time after January 6th when he was arguing that the January 6th person who placed the bombs at the DNC and the RNC headquarters in D.C., that it was a retired Capitol Police officer, and he specifically named a woman. But they found video of the woman playing with her dogs at home at the very moment that the bombs were placed. So Bongino was promoting this as an inside job when in reality it wasn't an inside job at all. And to the credit of the FBI and Bongino, they believe that they've got the right person now, Brian Cole Jr. And they arrested him this week, and they believe they have the right person. And there was criticism of the Biden administration for not following through on the investigation. Maybe that happened. I'm not familiar with that, but maybe that did happen. And so he said that, you know, we're pretty comfortable with the guy that that we have. And he said to Sean Hannity, he said, listen, I was paid in the past for my opinions. That's clear. The one day, and he said, and one day I may be back in that space. But that's not what I'm paid for now. I'm paid to be your deputy director and base investigations on facts. But when he said that he lied, did he lie before when he was expressing his opinions? And if so, then this is exactly what I talk about when I talk about the conservative media echo chamber. They lie. They don't care about lying. And they tell people who are believers, they tell people things that are simply not true or based totally on misinformation. And then people call this show and try and bust me for telling the truth because they haven't heard the truth from the conservative media echo chamber. So just find it, it interesting. But, you know, there are people who are paid to lie. They're paid to tell you what they think the audience wants as opposed to telling you the truth. All right, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Before the break, I asked people to text in a good bar for us to call Uptown, where there might be Tulane fans getting festive for the game tonight. 7 o'clock tonight on ABC at Yulman Stadium, Tulane is playing for the AAC Championship against North Texas. Even at home, Tulane is a 2.5-point underdog. Does Tulane win tonight? I think so. Ian, do we have any suggestions on places to call?
We have a number of suggestions coming in. We got one that was a clear winner, out in front of all the others.
Okay. What bar was that?
The number one most suggested bar that we should try and get in touch with for people who are celebrating the Tulane game tonight.
Okay.
It's not Cooter Brown's.
The number one bar is
The Boot.
The Boot. I remember the
Obviously
Boot.
It's The Boot. It's got to be The Boot.
I barely remember The Boot, but I kind of remember The Boot.
I kind of thought somebody would suggest Robert's Bar, because I've been in Robert's Bar a number of times when people are getting ready to go over to Yulman, and man, they party hard in there.
Well, let's try and call somebody at The Boot.
I'm sure,
see if we can get somebody on the air.
Yeah, now, and look here, go to David in Metairie. Talk to him real quick.
Okay, David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoop. First time caller.
We've had a couple of these today.
I'm going to break this button
That's
today.
That's nice. All right. First time caller, as always, I appreciate you listening over the years, and I appreciate that you decided to finally call in. It's very easy to do. And what's on your mind today, David?
So like you said, The Boot, I was uptown a few 20 minutes ago or so, and I was driving down Broadway.
Yeah.
And there were people all walking up and down Broadway with their Tulane shirts on and stuff.
Cool.
And they all looked like they were heading towards The Boot. And then when I passed The Boot, they got that little side street on the side with the pizza place.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people standing out right there, just beers in hand and getting ready for the game, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you know, it's great. I mean, it's 2:15. The game is, 4 hours and 45 minutes away? But, you know, I knew that there would be people out there starting to celebrate, because this is a really rare thing for Tulane. And I guess this is why Coach John Summerall is a coveted coach and why he's leaving and going to Florida. And I hate that teams like Tulane lose their coaches once they show how good they are.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, David, listen, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Yep. And thanks for being an FTC.
Good one.
Okay. Let's go to Eric in New Orleans. Eric, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. Look, I'm not a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you since the late 80s, early 90s on B97.
Appreciate that.
Good to talk with you. I called to make a comment about the Pelicans coach, but I want to just say this real quick about the Catahoula crunch or sweep, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
I'm a lifetime Republican. I don't approve of what they're doing. I'm all about getting the criminals off the streets, but these people that are working hard to make a life for themselves, I think they really deserve a different, you know, process to become, you know, legal and contribute to our tax system. So I just wanted to say that I don't like what they're doing. But as far as the Pelicans coaching thing, you talked about how Gail Benson has a lot of money to get the best coach possible. They're just not available right now. The best coaches have jobs, and the best thing you're going to do right now is get an assistant coach, which is maybe not going to be the best thing for you.
Yeah, and so what I'm finding out is that the NBA is not like college football, where you just go and steal a coach with money.
Right, exactly.
What about the idea, Eric, that they don't want to hire a coach right now because the team's not winning? Why spend money on a coach? Do you think there's anything to the idea that they're holding off on talking about a new coach until they really decide whether they're going to stay in New Orleans?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, you mentioned in the past about, you know, Mickey Loomis being spread too thin. I think you're absolutely 100% correct on that. You know, we need someone that focuses just on basketball. We need someone that focuses on football. And quite honestly, I think Mickey Loomis doesn't need to be part of anything on either side.
Now, I could be mistaken, Eric, but I think that Mickey Loomis is now not in charge of basketball operations with the Pelicans. I don't know what control he has over the Pelicans, but I believe that he put the general manager in charge of basketball operations, and that used to be Mickey Loomis's title with the Pelicans.
So you're saying Joe Dumars calls all the shots?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know because I know Mickey Loomis was heavily involved before, but it seems like that might be the case now. So I haven't talked about Mickey Loomis relative to the Pelicans in a while.
One last thing for you, Scoot. Did you ever get an answer to your question about the practice squad yesterday?
No, I didn't. And so what I brought up yesterday, the kicker that we fired, Blake Groupe, has now been picked up by the Colts practice squad. And I'm wondering, why does a practice squad of an NFL team need a practice place kicker?
Exactly. I just want to touch on this real quick. So the practice squad is not for practicing against the team. It's people that you have that practice with the team that can be immediately elevated to play on game day.
Okay.
So they're not there to practice against you.
Okay.
It's players like a lineman or a kicker or a receiver or a running back that you can elevate quickly that knows the system that can help the team right away.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being at FTC, and thanks for that information. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Roger in Thibodeau. Hey, Roger.
Hi, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to say that it's 90 years since Tulane won the first Sugar Bowl.
90 years?
1935.
1935? What was that, like the first Sugar Bowl ever?
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, they must have had a good team, and so I guess they thought, well, let's just create a bowl game for Tulane to play in, and they'll play in the game and win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. You going to watch the game tonight?
I will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, Roger, I appreciate that information.
Go Tulane.
Yeah, go Tulane. Thanks for listening. Yeah, and I hope that, I think they've decided on a new coach, on the person who's going to take over, and I think it was... Wait, it's either the offensive or defensive coordinator from LSU. They're going to be Tulane's new head coach. But look, when you think about Willie Fritz, he brought Tulane up to a new level of excellence. Willie Fritz brought Tulane up to at least being noticeable. Willie Fritz was stolen by Houston. And now I've heard a conversation that Willie Fritz may be considered by Penn State. I mean, isn't it amazing how these coaches... You know, go to one team and it's so easy for another team to just hire him away with money. Interesting. Now, you know, Willie Fritz may have to pay something to get out of his contract. But if he's, you know, to be the head coach of Penn State, you know, that's got to be a big bucks job. And then, you know, John Summerall comes in after Willie Fritz. So whatever Tulane is doing, they're doing a really good job finding head coaches because Willie Fritz was coveted. John Summerall, who followed him, is coveted. And whatever they're doing a really good job finding coaches for their team. And I so hope Tulane wins. I've watched Tulane a number of times this season. And there are times when they're just amazing. But there are times that they don't play up to their expectations. They're going to have to play up to their expectations this afternoon. And if they move on, they're going to have to play up to their expectations. I want to remind you that Lafayette Park is lit up. Canal Street is lit up. Downtown New Orleans looks incredible. Also, the lights in the lobby of the Roosevelt are all lit up. Might be something you want to do this weekend. They sell hot chocolate in the lobby, and you could go there and get coffee and hot chocolate in the lobby, and there might even be some TP in the lobby, and who knows, you might even see Beavis and Butthead there. So that's a really fun thing to do. Kids love it. It's a great place to take pictures And when you're in the foreground, and then that row of lights in the trees behind you just create this like tunnel of lights in the background. It just makes every picture look really good. Lafayette Park is lit up. I think I mentioned that. So a lot of stuff to see. Celebration in the Oaks is lit up. The lights on the lake are lit up as well. And so there's a lot of things to see. This time of year, it's not always cool, but it's been chilly for a long period. Considering we're in this part of the country where it doesn't always stay this chilly. But it's been chilly for a while, and it's going to be chilly continuing for the next, I guess, week or so. The high on Monday, I think, is dipping down to 59. Oh, and you've heard that the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade was canceled for Saturday because of the potential of rain. And it is it's being rescheduled for Sunday afternoon at 12:30. I know that's against the Saints game, and I hate that, but they had to figure out a time to do this, and not everybody's going to go to the Saints game, and this is a great thing to bring your kids out to, and it should be a little warmer but still cool and festive feeling on Sunday afternoon.
Just wanted to mention, too, also that the Bourbon Street sort of temporary memorial installation is
yes.
up. These hand-painted flags, if you go past Bourbon Street or walk down at the first several blocks, over your head, you know, strung between the buildings are all these beautiful lights and flags, and it looks magnificent.
Yeah, it's the second line. It's the second line memorial display, lights display for the victims of the tragedy on the Bourbon Street, the first of this year.
Second line in the sky.
You know, it looks so nice. You wonder if they would maybe think about making that permanent.
I think they should.
You know, with different flags, with different things up there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Practically, logistically, I don't know what it means for, you know, electricians and firefighters and law enforcement.
Give them a
stuff
job.
To have a lot of stuff strung
give them
across
to
the
do.
Buildings like that.
I mean, I know the firefighters
it does
and
look very good.
Police have a lot to do, but, you know, yeah, we could hire a few. Like, well, I don't know. You know, the city doesn't have a lot of money these days, so I guess we have to consider that. But try to find the lights. Channel 4, WWL Louisiana, Channel 4 on their WWL TV website has a list of light displays if you want to take a look at that. There's a New Orleans East Fest that's it's going on at the, there's a NOLA Christmas Fest. Well, no, that hasn't started yet. There's Miracle on Fulton Street, the Fulton Street Square in downtown New Orleans. They've got lights going on there, and that free admission for that. And you can walk along the festive holiday boardwalk right downtown in the Warehouse District, the Miracle on Fulton Street. And then holiday lights on Canal and Riverwalk in downtown New Orleans is amazing. And that's going to stay up until late December. All right. You got a comment? Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, this might be a great weekend to watch my favorite movie. I don't know. Maybe it will become your favorite movie. This is from the movie Love Actually. And that is the iconic Billy Mack. That's the character I most relate to in this movie, Love Actually. This is a sort of a takeoff on the song Love Is All Around by the Troggs, which was popular in the 60s. But the way this movie, Love Actually, is done, the way it's directed, the way the music runs through the movie is something that I've never seen in a movie before. And I just think that production-wise, direction-wise, acting-wise, story-wise, it's just a very, very heartwarming movie and one of my favorite movies. So if you're looking for a movie to check out this weekend, check out Love Actually. I'm Scoot on the air. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you. And we'll be right back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1984, Beverly Hills Cop hit movie theaters nationwide across the country. It was an action comedy starring Eddie Murphy, and it had a great soundtrack, including this song from the Pointer Sisters, Neutron Dance. I'm Scoot on the Air. Tulane's getting ready to play North Texas for the AAC Championship. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. It's going to feel like fall football weather. Let's take you uptown to Tyler, who is a bartender at Robert's Bar Uptown. Tyler, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Good. So look, have you got some people in there drinking?
Yeah, we got a couple of people in here.
Yeah, so people
in their cooling gear.
Yeah, people are psyched for the game. They're all dressed in Green Wave outfits.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mardi Gras beads, the whole nine yards.
Oh wow! So what's a popular drink there with the Tulane fans?
I would say it's a beer and a shot kind of bar.
Yeah.
So.
what's the most popular shot going on there?
I would say probably tequila or Jameson.
Ooh, it's at 2:35 in the afternoon. That's going to go well.
Hey, Tyler, I lived pretty close to I lived pretty close to Roberts for a long time. After Katrina, it was kind of the only bar that I could walk to. It was the only bar in the neighborhood that was open, so I spent a lot of time in there. And I would always get the Long Island iced tea.
Those are still good orders.
Those are still good. How much does that cost now? What is that?
I think here they're only about $5.
See, there's that inflation again, Scoot. I was telling you, that Long Island iced tea 20 years ago, you could get that for $2.50.
But I'll tell you this. For the amount of liquor that you put in a Long Island iced tea, for $5, that's a bargain even today.
No, I was absolutely right. That's a tasty drink. You have one of those, you have a great time. You have two of those, you might be in trouble.
Yeah. All right, so you as the bartender there, you are going to have a good day today, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I have somebody coming in to help out for the pregame.
Yeah.
Rush, and we get slammed for a little bit. It's always a good time, though. It's always a nice environment.
Do you have TVs in there in Robert's Bar?
We got a couple. We got two inside, and then we have like a projection screen and a couple outside, too.
So for people who might not go to the game, they might want to feel like they're part of the whole action uptown. They might come in there
Absolutely.
And just watch the game. Yeah.
Yeah, all we right. put the two lane and the two lane game up on the wall with the projector, and so everybody can stay inside and stay warm if they want to stay here.
Yeah, I know this is kind of kind of a generalization, but a lot of students that go to Tulane are, you know, they're pretty well taken care of by their parents. Do they tend to leave good tips?
I think we do pretty well here for the most part.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, sometimes you get a couple of people, but I think it's just a learning lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you want them to learn that lesson in a hurry.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always when a bar's busy. I'm a good tipper in general, but when a bar's busy, I'm going to go out of my way to tip the bartender, because if I'm a good tipper, when you look at the faces at the bar, do you tend to go to the ones who tip you better first?
Absolutely.
All right, I like knowing that. Yeah, I'm paying for attention, baby.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. You take care of us, we take care of you.
Okay, see, this is the trick. If you're in a busy bar, the first tip has got to be a good tip, and then you get better action during the whole event. So,
yes,
Tyler, thank
exactly.
you for being with us. So Long Island Iced Tea is a popular drink. Beer and tequila or beer and other shots, very
yeah.
popular this afternoon.
You know, some Dirty Shirleys. People like those a lot.
What's a Dirty Shirley?
Ooh, a Dirty Shirley.
It is a Shirley Temple with some vodka in it.
A Dirty Shirley. Shirley Temple with vodka.
Simple.
I thought that was pretty much a cosmopolitan.
Nah, that's got some other stuff in it.
All right, a Shirley, a Dirty Shirley. Well, you know, I like the idea that it, you know, you call it dirty, but that's kind of cool. All right,
yes, good
Tyler, I'll let you go back to making tips, but I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.
Hey, Tyler.
All right, thank you.
Tyler, happy National Bartender Day. Did you know it's National Bartender
yeah.
Day?
I did not know that.
Well, make sure you tell all the patrons so they show you a little extra love.
Here.
It is National Bartender Day. Look it up.
We'll mention it on the air, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank
all right,
you.
That's, bye. All right. That's Tyler at Robert's Bar, Uptown. People are already in there drinking, getting ready for the Tulane North Texas game.
Like I said, when I was at Loyola, we spent a lot of time at Roberts
yeah.
drinking late into the night. They got a ping pong table in there that's free to use, so we'd go in there and play ping pong all the time. After Katrina, it was the only place that was open. And I while we were talking to Tyler, I kind of remembered why I stopped going in there.
Why?
Well, I mean, I moved out of Broadmoor in like summer 2007, but that's where I watched the NFC Championship game, where the Bears beat the Saints.
Oh.
And it was really a really difficult game to watch. And the stories that we heard here on WWL from people who had been at that game about the way they were treated by the Chicago fans just added to the trauma of that experience
yeah.
of losing that game after that season. You know, we're all looking for something to get a toehold on. And then to hear people come back and say they had these horrible signs and they dumped beer on my wife and all sorts of terrible stuff. So I had to kind of get away from Roberts for a little while to kind of shake off the experience of watching the Saints lose there that night.
Well, Tyler sounds really nice. I mean, it seems like it would be a nice place to go.
It is. It's a nice. It is. Well
it's a nice dive
nice.
Bar.
It's
okay.
a nice dive bar. Yeah.
All right. So look, if you're going to if you're looking for a bar, go to Roberts Bar and go in there and tell Tyler, she's the bartender, or one of the you'll be able to pick her from the guy named Bill. Tell Tyler you heard her on our show. That would make her feel really good, and she'll give you good service as a result of that. So just go in there, go into Robert's Bar of Town. If you go in there, tell Tyler you heard her on the show. And, getting ready for the kickoff. I mean, it's over 4 hours away, and yet people are already getting cranked up.
Well, you can't drink all night if you don't start in the afternoon.
Well, that's true. That's true. If you have a comment you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, for all of you who suggested that we call the Boot, we tried to call the Boot, and they just never got to the phone, so we tried Robert's Bar, another well-known uptown bar for festivities, especially during Tulane events, and Tyler was happy enough to talk to us. So yeah, if you happen to go in Robert's Bar uptown, tell Tyler you heard her on the show. All right, if you want to join us Free for All Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You're listening to WWE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, this is one of the smash hits from the Gin Blossoms album, New Miserable Experience. And sadly, on this day in 1993, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, Gin Blossoms guitarist Doug Hopkins committed suicide. He was only 32 years old. He was into drinking and drugs, and the Gin Blossoms fired Doug shortly before the release of this album, New Miserable Experience. And Doug wrote this song. He wrote Found Out About You and a few other songs. And Doug was just an integral part of this band. In my conversation with lead singer Robin Wilson, I asked him how he feels about playing Doug's music every night. And is there any guilt there because they fired Doug before the album came out, and they fired Doug just right before he committed suicide?
Of course. You know, it's impossible not to feel some guilt and wish that there was some other way that the situation could have gone down. I miss Doug all the time. I think about him a lot. I sing his songs every day. I never would have reached my full potential as a songwriter and a performer if it hadn't been for my interactions with Doug. And, you know, I owe him so much. But, you know, mostly when I think about Doug, I just get angry. I'm pissed that he's not here. You know, I'm angry that he doesn't know our children. He doesn't realize how many people love those songs. And mostly I'm just mad at him. I learned through this that suicide is the most selfish act that you can commit in this life. It's a way of saying that you don't care enough about anyone, even just to be alive. And so I'm angry with Doug, but at the same time I miss him, and I'm proud to sing his songs every night.
That was Robin Wilson, the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms, talking about how they deal with playing the music of Doug Hopkins, who committed suicide on this day in 1993, just right before they hit big. And Doug was only 32 years old. And, you know, it's just, you know, once again, a reminder of how selfish suicide is. And you know, so many people commit this act because they feel like nobody cares or nobody loves them. And there are people who do love you, and there's no reason to end life. I mean, we all have difficult times, and I feel badly for those people who have a difficult time for whatever reason, reconciling those different times, and they make this choice. Because as Rick Springfield, who tried to commit suicide when he was a teenager, as he told me, he said, "Scoot, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem." I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Monica in Algiers. Monica, good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I'm calling to wish you a happy early birthday, dude.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, because that's mine too. I'm a Pearl Harbor bomb.
Well, happy birthday to you, Monica. Yeah, but Sunday's my birthday, and I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do yet. At this point, I'm scheduled to be in the Manning family children's holiday parade. I don't regret birthdays because I'm having fun. I find ways to have fun in life. I have problems just like everybody else. But I don't regret getting older, and I think as I get older, things just get better and better with my show and with me personally. So I hope you're in a good spot too.
I'm getting on the better side myself. I'd been in a little rut for a while, but okay. God is good, and
good.
I got good anxiety. I wake up in the morning waiting to see what's next. So I'm only a few years behind you, so I'm pushing 69 this year, and other than a few aches and pains, I have to admit. But that's what I was checking. I'll be looking because last year I saw you on the float, and I got me a T-shirt from you. So I was checking to see if you were riding. Probably Saturday you would have, but with it changing.
I thought about not riding since it's my birthday, and then I thought about riding because it's my birthday. And it you know, I love doing what I do, and this is an opportunity to do what I do and just be part of this meaningful holiday parade. And it's a great way for me to celebrate my birthday.
It is, and that's why I went last year, because it was on my birthday. Right. So I'm going to catch a little ferry ride and just go stroll through the quarter and see whoever's riding. So
good. You
have a great day, and
you too.
I'll be talking to y'all again soon.
And Monica, happy birthday to you, and I love your attitude that when you wake up in the morning, you have no idea what's going to happen to you that day. And you may go days and days and days and nothing happens, but one day something happens. And, you know, as human beings, we don't choose our challenges. We do choose how to deal with our challenges. And everybody has ups and downs, and you just got to stay in the game.
I'm an old Zig Ziglar fan, and one thing he just taught me is you have to keep positive because it lasts longer. Put it that way.
That's right.
Because negativity just wears us down. Yeah. Have a good one. I'll let you get
Thank
to
you.
The next one.
All right. Thanks, Monica. You know, I read a book by Pat Riley, who was the Chicago Bulls coach. Was he Chicago Bulls coach? He was with the Los Angeles Lakers for a long time. I think he's now in management with the Miami Heat. But Pat Riley is an NBA guru, and he wrote a book. I forgot the name of the book. Why did I forget the name of this book? The book is titled, the title doesn't matter. Well, I'll find it. But the book was about being the best you can be. And it was about persevering. And it was about things that he did. And one thing that he told players and he told people, he said, you know, if you go through life and you feel like every deck of cards is stacked against you. He said, you just got to stay in the game long enough because one day there's going to be a new pack of cards and that deck is going to be stacked in your favor. And I just thought that was I remembered The Winner Within. And it was a book, I've read this book probably four different times in my life because I needed to hear that message again. And there are so many great messages, and it's an easy read. But Pat Riley's The Winner Within. If you're struggling in any way, look up that book and read it. And I'm sure you're going to find a lot of hope from Pat Riley. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We've got to get to a break here. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I love this weather. I think it's just so nice that this time of year we have this kind of weather because we don't always have it. And it may warm up between now and Christmas, but at least for the next week or so, it's going to feel very much like the holiday season. Also, we got a text saying that the Gretna Courthouse has a great holiday decoration up. And also, let me remind you, not only is there a great decoration in the lobby of the Roosevelt Hotel, but the Ritz on Canal Street has a great lobby, which is on like, what, the second or third floor. And just check out the streetcar. I mean, it's a display the kids would like to see. That's the lobby of the Ritz. Really nice. I'm Scoot. Thanks for being with us, and we'll be right back with more on WWL. Well, you have heard the possibility that we will have crawfish for Christmas. That's pretty awesome. Hey, listen, we just got a text that ICE is meeting the kids who are getting out of school at Schneckenberger School in Kenner. That's grammar school, elementary school. ICE is at Schneckenberger meeting the children as they come out. And I hope parents are there to meet the kids. I hope there's not some kid there alone that's scared by those menacing-looking people. I guess they're trying to get all those elementary school students with those long criminal records, trying to make sure they deport them. We don't know what's going to happen there, but we did get a report that ICE is at Schneckenberger in Kenner. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Free for All Friday. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise we'll get to your calls right after the news, right here on WWL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.